Agenda item six, the Oregon Forest Carbon Accounting Framework. Andrew Yost, I think we'll kick this off. This is another informational item.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to kick this off, Tom.
Okay.
A little bit before we get into the presentation, I'm going to take the opportunity to recognize a recipient of the department's technical achievement award, Dr. Andrew Yost, who many of you have worked with very closely on the topic of forest carbon. Dr. Yost has an extensive history of providing substantive direction, contribution, and representation to an array of scientific and research efforts. Most recently, Dr. Yost has coordinated and contributed to several significant forest carbon analysis and reports, which you'll hear about today, and including the Forest Ecosystem Carbon Report, where he's a co-author, Harvested Wood Products Report, and Sawmill Energy Report. Together, these analyses provide a more complete and clearer understanding of carbon accounting and flux in Oregon's forest and carbon held processed materials. The report is so foundational to the assessment and evaluation of forest carbon and will continue to do so as the reports will be dynamically updated through institutional data sources, ensuring transparent and accurate reporting into the future. These efforts benefited immensely from Dr. Yost's distinct technical knowledge and ability to coordinate across diverse stakeholders, including federal and state partners and members of the academic and scientific community. So I want to thank you, Andrew, for your contributions to the department and field of forest carbon.
Okay. I didn't know for sure. I thought it was going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
And then back to the presentation. This will be a four-part presentation that Andrew will give an overview of, which is what we're calling the Oregon Forest Carbon Accounting Framework. Thank you, Andrew.
Great, and congratulations on that award, Andrew. It's well-deserved, and I think the board really appreciates your work in this area.
Thank you, Tom. Chair Imason, members of the board, State Forest Authority, my name is Andrew Yost. I'm the forest ecologist in Partnership and Planning Program, and I'm here to talk about the Oregon Forest Carbon Accounting Framework. I'll provide a brief background on what has motivated the department's work on forest carbon accounting in Oregon since about 2005 and describe the framework of information that has emerged from several years of this effort. I will then introduce our presenters today that will cover these four topics, which include forest ecosystem carbon, carbon and harvested wood products, Oregon sawmill energy consumption and production, and forest management simulations for carbon mitigation. A major force behind our work on forest carbon comes from Goal G of the Forestry Program for Oregon, which calls for improving carbon sequestration and storage and reduce carbon emissions in Oregon's forests and forest products. In 2013, we received the first analysis on the sustainability indicator for this goal, which was to quantify the stock and flux of forest carbon in Oregon. This first analysis was based on Dr. Mark Harmon's land carb model. We have also been working closely with the Global Warming Commission for over 13 years with their mandate from Section 12.1i of House Bill 3543 that was passed in 2007. This legislation directed the commission to track and evaluate the carbon sequestration potential of Oregon's forests, alternative methods of forest management that can increase carbon sequestration and reduce loss to wildfire, changes in the mortality and distribution of tree and other plant species, and the extent to which carbon is stored in tree-based building materials. The first dimension of the carbon accounting framework consists of reporting the stocks and flux of carbon in Oregon's forest ecosystems. Monitoring of forest inventory plots across the forests of Oregon is carried out by the Forest Inventory and Analysis Program, also known as FIA, with the U.S. Forest Service. Our partners with FIA have compiled the plot information, conducted the analyses, and written the reports, and written the forest ecosystem carbon reports for Oregon, California, and Washington. These reports provide estimates for the amount of carbon stored in seven pools of carbon in the ecoregions and ownerships of Oregon's forest types and the rate that carbon moves through these pools. Glenn Christensen is here today to talk about the report, FIA's carbon initiative, and an important project related to this year's wildfires. Now, a little about Glenn. Glenn Christensen is a forester and analyst with the FIA program at the PNW station. He's an OSU Beaver with degrees in forestry and has been with the Forest Service since 1997. He works with FIA's national program and state agency partners in California, Oregon, and Washington on forest carbon analysis. He also leads FIA's National Timber Products Output Program, which conducts forest industry surveys and analysis of forest products, including timber harvest statistics throughout the country. His current research includes forest carbon, stocks, and flux throughout the forests of Oregon, California, and Washington, and British Columbia. The second dimension of the framework consists of tracking the carbon harvested from Oregon's forest through harvested wood products, waste dispositions, and emissions from burning and decay back to the atmosphere. Todd Morgan will speak to us from the University of Montana to present results from the harvested wood products carbon. Another dimension of forest carbon accounting involves estimating emissions from the forest sector. Although DEQ already includes these as part of the industrial sector, it is our understanding they aren't reported as subcategories yet. Todd Morgan will also present the results of a survey his organization conducted on the energy consumption and production at Oregon's sawmills in 2017. Todd Morgan is Director of Forest Industry Research at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. He received his master's degree in forestry from the University of Montana in 1999 and has degrees in philosophy and forest science from Penn State. At the Bureau, Todd manages a variety of research projects focused on forest economics, timber flow, harvesting, carbon stored in wood products, logging and hauling costs, and trends in forest industry in the Western U.S. Todd is a certified forester and member of the Society of American Foresters and Forest Products Society. The first three dimensions of the framework are based on monitoring and provide a historical perspective of forest carbon dynamics. However, we need the forward-looking perspective that enables us to evaluate future forest dynamics and management possibilities for carbon mitigation. Therefore, we are beginning to develop a fourth dimension based on simulation modeling to compare various forest management scenarios for carbon mitigation. Dr. Werner Kurtz is here today to talk about the role of forests in the global carbon cycle, the potential for managing forests to mitigate rising levels of atmospheric greenhouse gases, and the development of the carbon budget modeling framework. Dr. Kurtz is a senior research scientist at the Canadian Forest Service in Victoria, British Columbia. He leads the development of Canada's National Forest Carbon Monitoring, Accounting, and Reporting System. His research focuses on carbon dynamics in the forest sector and on opportunities for climate change mitigation. Dr. Kurtz co-authored 8 reports of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and published over 150 peer-reviewed scientific papers. He serves as adjunct professor at the University of British Columbia and at Simon Fraser University. He is an international fellow of the Royal Swedish Academy of Agriculture and Forestry. And we're really lucky to have Dr. Werner Kurtz talking with us today and guiding us with this fourth dimension of forest carbon accounting. Finally, Kendall DeLizer with American Forests is with us today and will describe the carbon budget model and a collaborative project with Oregon Department of Forestry to use this model to simulate the carbon consequences of forest management scenarios for carbon mitigation. Kendall DeLizer manages forest climate science projects with American Forests and serves as the organization's technical expert on forests, carbon, and climate change. Kendall is currently leading research partnerships on forest soil carbon, management impacts on forest ecosystem carbon, and the role of forests as natural climate solutions. Kendall's research experience includes carbon offset projects and policy recommendations for climate smart land use. Kendall holds a bachelor's degree in environmental policy and master's degrees in environmental management and in forestry from Duke University. We're really fortunate to have all of these presenters here today to talk about forest carbon and the amount of research and work that's gone into understanding the dynamics of carbon in forests, wood products, and simulation modeling. So with that, Glenn will kick off with the first presentation.